merely broken. But this does not seem to be the case. At least, there are no indications of it. Nowhere are there visible signs of an unfinished or fractured part to suggest anything of the kind. The whole thing appears pointless, yet, in its own way, complete. In any case, it is not possible to add any further details, as Odradek is exceptionally mobile and cannot be caught. He chooses to spend time either in the attic, on the stairs, in the aisles, or in the entrance hall. Sometimes he is not seen for months. Presumably he has moved into other houses, but then he invariably comes back to our house again. Sometimes when opening a door and he happens to be leaning against one of the railings down below, one feels inclined to speak to him. Naturally, one doesn't ask him any awkward questions. One treats him, his diminutive size being reason enough, like a child. "What's your name?" one asks him.
"Odradek,"
he says. "And where do you live?"
"No fixed residence," he says.